going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Not looking to make this a topic again. I don't know what it is about Overland Park and the dog bite, specifically with the dog and or owner that runs off.
Yeah.
This is in our stack about once a month. And you might think, well, it's because people are out walking their dogs more, because they've got a nice trail system. This has to be the dog bite epicenter of Johnson County.
You have an unruly dog. For whatever reason, you think you can take that unruly dog wherever you want to go. Dogs have emotions. They get overwhelmed. They get anxiety. And when they're in that mind space, they tend to freak out. And if somebody catches them off guard, they will bite. But you can't just walk away.
That's always what happens in Overland Park.
Hope you have a good day.
This bite led to a hospitalization, you guys, and police are asking for your help. This is from Channel 5. Overland Park police are asking for the public's help locating a dog that was involved in a biting incident yesterday afternoon that led to the hospitalization of the victim. Police say the person was hospitalized due to their injuries, bitten near 95th and Mission Road, which is just peak neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. The Ranch Mart shopping center is right there.
There's that little gas station. Yep. But tons of houses surround that 95th and Mission Corridor.
Sure, Bar's Catholic Church is right down the street.
Yep. According to police, the dog's described as a 30-pound black, brown, and white short-haired terrier type canine. The owner was described as a slender woman with dark hair, 25 to 30 years old. That narrows it down to almost every woman in Overland Park. The dog was on a leash at the time of the biting. Mm-hmm. Here is my question for you. Your dog is on a leash, attacks someone to the point they need to be hospitalized. How do you just walk away from that and go about your business?
Now, in some cases, I could understand maybe, just maybe, the dog owner thought to themselves, well, maybe they didn't actually connect on the bite. But if the bite is bad enough that they had to go to the hospital,
There's going to be active bleeding.
Yeah, that tells me that there was bleeding going on. That tells me that there was some sort of interaction between this dog owner and this victim. And she decided, for whatever reason, that her dog and her walk were more important. And she just completely ignored the fact that there is now a victim who needs to go to the hospital.
You know what else they're going to have at 95th and Mission Road? About 56,000 surveillance cameras.
Oh, absolutely. I believe there's a bank on the corner right there.
Overland Park police are asking for you to call if you know this person. Like, if the person's listening, you know this was you. Did your dog attack someone yesterday? Now they're hospitalized. Get in touch with the police. I won't hold my breath. The story that we're going to start with today, I think, is going to bring understanding from half of you and anger from the other half. There is not going to be a gray area with this story that we bring you from Channel 41. For almost a month now, a Blue Springs neighborhood has had an ornery pair of turkey vultures damaging property. Neighbors have tried air horns, running out waving their hands, Mylar balloons, $60 effigies from Amazon. Even dead turkey vultures hanging upside down in trees to scare off the pair. All to no avail. So the Missouri Department of Conservation says it is time to take the next step.
Well, turkey vultures are federally
protected. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
That those ugly things that face only a mother could love and probably not even then were federally protected.
Well, they're very important to our habitat.
So MDC submitted a permit to the USDA because they are federally protected following a meeting with neighbors earlier this month. The permit has been approved by the USDA to kill the birds.
They've got such a beautiful sound, though. Who wouldn't want to hear that?
Okay, one of the things that they are citing for the euthanization of these federally protected birds is that the pair is going around eating windshield wipers.
What?
I swear to you, Sam. MDC, Missouri Department of Conservation, says the reason for the euthanization is that the windshield wiper eating is a trait that the pair could pass on to its offspring and teach to other vultures.
Are there just not is there just not enough carrion in the woods for them to?
But can I just ask you, like,
roadkill?
Why would you not, like, if they're federally protected, just pick them up and relocate them somewhere where there isn't a neighborhood?
Would they not also typically go somewhere where there is more food opportunity? You know, they're turkey vultures. They're scavengers. They're the ones that circle above dead things.
If you live in this neighborhood, I've got to hear from you. One of the neighbors that talked about the story, Linda Davenport, says her head is constantly on a swivel to make sure the birds aren't in her backyard, damaging her hot tub, or on the front of the house, or on her husband's truck. She says, honestly, I know God loves all creatures. And there was one morning I was like, Lord, I was so frustrated. I was like, I know you created these for a reason to clean up dead things. Can we please send them back to the country?
And why do we federally protect birds that it seems like there's millions of them? Well, like Canadian geese.
They're protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act because they're migratory birds.
We will get into that. But the windshield wiper eating was the last straw, and there is now a waiver, and they are going to trap and kill the birds. 913-586-7798. Do you live in that neighborhood? Do you have turkey vultures in your neighbor? I just thought they were ugly. I didn't know they damaged property. We'll take your calls and your texts on that straight ahead. Stick with us.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
a three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.